Hello to the lovely Stunt Granny audience. This is Kevin DeFrango. Sitting beside me is my compatriot Ken Phillips. Sir, we were just talking about some beer.
That's true. We were talking about some beer, sampling some beer.
Oh, and you know what? The other thing I forgot to do, like an idiot, and I'm glad I have a bottle opener out here, is... well, I brewed a new beer. I'm turning it in. Well, by the time most people listen, it will be yesterday or a couple of days ago. In for an IPA home brewing contest.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I had to test it out. It's a little young. I'm hoping that they leave it in bottle conditioning temperatures until the contest, which is actually on the 18th. And would be a little bit longer than a 2 week aging, which would be nice.
Yeah.
But you have tasted it already. I am retasting the original IPA that I made for the wedding. Which, oh, and that's the other thing. Going from Born on Mars IPA, which is a joke on where I was born, which was Mars, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
To Shooting Star Press, more, again, wrestling-themed beer names are what is in.
Oh, yeah. What are we supposed to be calling this now? After the Bell? Or no, this is...
Bell Time Beer.
Bell Time Beer, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, having a little taste test here before I hand this beer in. I figured I'd just hit record. And we could start the show this way because we do have plenty of topics to get to.
That is true. And the night's not getting any younger. It's it's going to be a late evening for OPA recording history.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Penguins have gone down 3-1 to Tampa Bay in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That is okay. They were not going to win them all. Well, so let's move on ahead along with that.
Yes.
Before we move on ahead, it totally pissed Susan off bad. Like,
oh.
Bad, bad. Like, so bad that she did not say one word for the past 20 minutes and sat there smoking.
Oh, wow. So we have some breaking news in OPA. Not only are we doing a taste test, we've got an angry neighbor.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I thought she might jump out of the chair and attack me at one point.
Wow, there's some drama by the campfire, apparently.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do a campfire. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Pretty sure she's not going to go walking with me for a while.
No?
Which is totally fine.
Drama all the time.
Oh, he's a neighbor. Yeah, so the last 20 minutes
was pretty
nice. She didn't say one word.
Oh. Very peaceful. So it's not... There's a silver lining.
But I think she's really pissed off. Cut it out. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I said that this is not a competition.
She.
And I said, you need to stop it right now. I said, I'm done with it.
Okay, she is done with a very specific, my wife is done with a very specific topic. I'm not completely sure how much is translating. We will leave matters at that. So yeah, always fun. Always fun getting the neighbors riled up, especially
only
when
one.
They're
only one. I think I have Friday.
Yeah, you have the other one in your pocket.
Oh, I have it in my pocket.
And I was not very nice. I did not share the new beer with the neighbors yet. I had not planned on them being over here, actually, so I did not chill.
Well, you may not, maybe... Yes.
I may not get to share it.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. She has the one that would like it in her back pocket, so...
Okay. Well,
I think that's all that matters. I think we can have some secret channels going on here.
All I have to do is pass it over the fence. Considering I was as quiet as I could be building my little fire pit fire out there, and he still popped his head over and said, "Howdy, neighbor."
Yeah, I do appreciate the fact that we kind of have a real... What was his name on...
Wilson?
Wilson, yeah.
Wilson from... Home Improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, except he's not nearly that old.
No.
And he peeks over more than just the top part of his head. He goes full head. When he does the peeking, so he is not as secretive as Wilson was.
Have we talked about this before on the show? I feel like Wilson, like, why?
Oh, really?
Why would you never see his face? Like, what is wrong with this guy that he can't like lift his head just a little bit more? You know, what's going on with him? Is what I'm saying.
I had no idea what was going on. I remember it just being a big deal because I think I had tapped out of the show at some juncture.
Well, for those who maybe are some of our younger listeners, there was a show called Home Improvement.
Yeah, I mean, you just had it 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, it's been a long day, man. So it's called Home Improvement. Tim Allen.
People aren't gonna know what that is. They're gonna think it's a gorilla.
That's what he was imitating. Like.
And then,
he's imitating a gorilla.
Yes.
He had his family in a tool show. The tool show is called Tool Time, which is what I thought the actual show was called.
Right. For a second,
but it was called Home Improvement. So, it was a fun show. But
it did launch some ladies' careers because there was always the hot tool woman. Because I believe Pamela Anderson was one of the earlier.
I don't think she was on that. Are you sure? I think that's a Google Wikipedia thing. You better look that up.
Yes.
I only remember Pamela from, that singer that she dated in Kid Rock. And then.
He wasn't. Tommy Lee is a drummer, not a singer.
And then she was on the Babe Watch. Babe Watch.
So yeah, Tool Time, great show. Tim the Toolman Taylor. What did that have to do with anything?
Wilson. Yeah, it all started with Wilson.
Okay, that was the most important part because at his house, his neighbor was Wilson. You never saw his face the whole show. Like, he was a regular recurring character, but he would, like, only talk over the fence and you would see, like, his eyes.
Lisa, Pamela Anderson, Binford's first tool girl.
Oh, see? That's a good thing you Wikipedia did it. But I think maybe his fence was too tall. And that's why you never saw Wilson's head.
So is that, like, a metaphor for, like, how we kind of build fences between...
Each other.
Yeah.
Well, and if we could have a larger fence here, it would be kind of nice.
That would be funny if you just, like, raised the fence one day.
It's a 6-foot fence.
Well, you know he stands on a box or a chair to look over. I mean, seriously, you know he's doing that.
Why didn't Wilson do that?
Because he was an old man.
But for all the times he talked over that fence, I think he could have, like, built a little platform over there.
But I always thought that Wilson was, like, the man behind the curtain. Like in The Wizard of Oz.
Wilson, the great and powerful.
Correct. Yeah. Because he always gave really good advice because Tim Allen was kind of stupid.
No, he really needed Wilson's help there.
So Wilson was always there for advice, but he was always the, "You're never going to see me because I'm the man behind the curtain."
Yeah, they did like to have him as the Dr. Claw wizard behind the curtain.
Dr. Claw? He wasn't the bad guy.
He wasn't the bad guy, but you never saw Dr. Claw's face.
That's true, but you didn't see Wilson trying to destroy Tim Taylor.
No, you did not.
At least I don't think so.
He handed out sage advice instead of
He was more like an oracle. Evil. He was like the oracle from The Matrix. He would go to him, in this case, for assistance, except like every episode he needed bailed out basically by Wilson to tell him what to do. Because he's like, oh, my wife's ticked off because yada yada, whatever. And he's like, well, stop doing that. Oh, okay.
That is true.
That is an outstanding explanation.
So that's basically template for the Home Improvement episode. But, you know, it was a good show for its day. It's just unusual that you have, like, a real-life Wilson situation going on.
But they want to move.
Oh.
Like, yeah. It's been brought up, like, numerous times today.
Gotcha.
So, that they are looking at houses.
Good for them. They're tired of us.
I said, if you move, then you can't look over the fence and see what we're doing and invite yourself over for a fire pit.
Trying to drag them back in.
And they said, well, we'll put that in the closet that we can come back over anytime and look over the fence. And I'm like, that's just creepy.
What kind of clause would that be?
I said, well, make sure you bring your smoker grill when you come back over so I can smell what you're grilling outside.
Yeah, I've heard of like a clause where I've heard of a clause recently where somebody has like a good hill for sled riding on their property. And whenever back in years ago, I think they put a clause in the deed that you have to let people on there to sled ride. And apparently it's still in effect today. So I thought that was kind of cool, but
that's weird.
It's, not like, you know, a looking over a fence clause.
Yeah. I would hope that the sled riding would be a little bit.
Even Pepper said, come on now. Why don't you get off of me? He looks a little grumpy.
There's some doggy domination going on.
His face looks grumpy. He's like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, it's too late for this.
What's the point of putting your butt in my face for no reason? We're just laying here nicely on the floor.
Yes.
He even got a compliment from me. He just laid down some.
No,
he doesn't like his.
We're just
dog play by play now.
Yeah, we're getting the updates on the dogs in the room.
I'm ruining your show. I'm going to leave now.
another
Not
episode.
Ruining, improving.
Yes.
You can delete all of that in case the neighbor does happen to listen to your show.
No, they don't.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'm pretty sure that they know what we do. As I'm forming.
I told you that it translates.
Wow. There's some crazy stuff going on around these parts. This goes beyond a Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't hear their conversation.
I don't pay attention. Why would I want to pay attention to their conversation?
I don't know.
I hear them playing their music too loud through the wall, and we listened to an action movie one night through the wall.
Well, the problem is there is no actual sound. Insulation in between the units, like right around the ceiling level, there is a little opening in there.
Well, she listens to my conversation that I have with Priscilla and that we FYI.
Well, that's why I don't usually say anything down there.
Just down there, though?
Why are you giving me that look?
I mean, can it be upstairs too?
Or? So if they've already heard them, why does it matter if they're in a podcast?
I'm just saying, you don't need to know that I can hear them.
Yeah, but they could be our live audience. We don't even know that.
That could be bringing viewers to the site.
I mean,
we need some drama. That's all I hear. I hear they like the kids like all the real life stuff. So it's way more fun that way.
drama-free. Not drama.
Save the drama for your mama. That's what I always say.
My mama don't need no drama. Do you not like your beer? Because you are looking at that very oddly.
I'm not sure.
Well, did you give Ken some?
Yes.
Wait, we didn't have
He already likes it more. He thinks it's more IPA-y.
Beer. All right, we're
I'm just our... trying to figure out if this is. I think it's in the right direction. I think that there could, well, there's could still be some corrections.
As in not leaving the malt out next time.
Yeah, because that does have a bearing on how the hops come through.
Yeah, and it's a bearing of stickiness on the floor and on.
The drama continues.
Yep, you can ring that bell again. Ding, ding, ding.
Who's riding a little child's bicycle right now in the room?
Oh, interesting. Well, you know, there's lots of different kind of bells. Potential.
That one does not have potential unless you're a child going for an ice cream cone.
Well, I mean, or you're introducing a segment called Bell Time Beer.
That wasn't the right type of bell.
Oh, come on.
I think that we can embrace all bells. the first bell did not sound like I'd be okay with church bells.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, church bells?
I don't know.
Come on.
He's like, let's go. He's like,
hurry up. Chop, chop, sir. I don't like the single bell.
That bell is when they ring it when you're going out for communion or something. Bell.
No, because that's a you shake it.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be. That would be acceptable ring.
I don't know.
That would be
maybe you have to go to church to get that bell ring.
Well,
this
that's
is more of the classic.
Funeral in Italy or something.
All right,
church is starting, people. Get in here now. That's what that is.
No, that's
ow.
It's 5 minutes before, so you're not late. They give you a 5 minute warning.
Oh, it's a 5 minute warning? No, it rings right as you. As
both.
You... Oh, okay. I didn't say it rings twice.
Yep.
Well, I only hear the second ring because we were always the people that were, you're late.
Yeah, not hearing that first bell, the five till bell is pretty late.
I never hear that bell. Even being 40, I still never hear that bell. It's always the second. That's why I didn't know they had to.
Yeah, I beat it all the time. Back in the day.
You beat the bell?
Better believe it, yo.
That's because you were an altar boy. You had to be there early.
Well, that's part of it.
Put your little outfit on. Get ready.
Whatever my cassock.
Whatever you
Thank
were carrying
you very much.
Up. Whatever you were carrying up to the front.
Sometimes had some white gloves. We went really formal.
Ooh, like an Easter service?
Easter service, Christmas service. Get fancy, son.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I think I'm out
are
of
you
bells
still,
over here.
Are you out of bells?
Oh, yeah. You only had three.
Yeah,
what
I don't know.
Ken has no bells.
Well,
he doesn't have enough bells.
Yeah. No, I thought I had something there for a second.
I'm not quite sure what kind of app that is. Not a good one, though.
Yeah, if it's YouTube, that stinks. I can't believe there aren't any more. What the hell is that? Really? That kind of bell? I'm throwing that kind of bell out.
You asked for any type of bell.
I did ask for any type of
bell. So you can't throw
it out. You open the doors to this.
Any bell for Belltime Beer. So,
anyway, if anyone's confused, we're in the Belltime Beer segment. Kevin, you've sat with your beer here for a while. What do you think?
I'm interested. I'm still evaluating where I want to... I want to make it... I don't know if I want to make it... Like, it'd be kind of funny to make it properly by putting the malt in at the correct time.
I concur. So,
I think I might keep the same formula. I kind of like it. It's not too overwhelming. It's not as bitter. I do think it's a little more floral than I... which I was aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like the hops come through more on it than on your previous version, I guess.
Yeah, so, and that's... I've said this about the other contests. I'm going to get actual feedback back from people that aren't in league with me. So I think that that'll be an interesting sounding board. Some
people who know what they're talking about.
Maybe your opinion doesn't mean as much as you thought it did at this point.
Yeah. I am very happy.
Yeah, you really cut me down there, but that's all right.
yeah, I did.
He's going for a real judge.
Yeah, well, no, that'll be... We will report back when we... We hear from someone.
Well, it'll just be interesting to have someone, because even the people at the wedding, like, you kind of are.
Well, that's true. No one wants to say your beer is terrible at your wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
Or when you have a little beer party, or.
Yeah, you're handing out free beer.
Right. No one's going to say it's crappy.
Yeah. I mean, I would be okay with that if they said that they didn't like it, but. I don't expect that either. But I have also thought that it's tasted fine. At least good.
All right.
So, I guess that's a little...
Well, you heard it here.
Ego-ish of myself, but...
It was at least good.
Okay. Why don't you lay down, Kai? Okay, well, hey, Nong Man, I think that means a new topic. I believe that's what you were going for?
Yes, that's correct.
One of the topics that we actually planned for tonight.
Yeah, we got a little lot. Well, you know, I know you hate when I say that, but that was actually, if people can believe it, that was actually not a planned topic.
Yeah, that was, I don't mind segues, that was a complete... I was going to say divergence, but I don't think that's quite the right word. Completely unplanned not at all related to any of the topics.
Well, maybe related to a topic if you think about kind of the drama involved, I guess.
The drama.
You know, the sort of, I don't know, espionage or secretive stuff going on, perhaps?
I think that you're going to lose the segue battle today.
Well, we'll see.
You're struggling right now.
No.
Yeah.
Because this is also something that I would say involves some drama. A husband and wife in China, apparently, were having an argument. Not really sure what the nature of the argument was, but it was serious enough to...
Yes, it was quite serious.
Yeah. To lead to... How did they describe it in the article?
Man discovers genitals rotting off.
Yes, his... genitals were basically dissolving, it sounds like, because his wife gave him underwear that is was dipped in a poison.
Yeah, sprayed in pesticides, in fact.
And that really messed with him, apparently. And it was like He wore it to a wedding or something, I think?
He was hospitalized for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and he's probably going to have long-term health problems, too, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, that...
Because he had some breathing problems, too, I think.
Because he had been wearing them for...
So he would wear them for multiple days at a time, you think?
Correct. Because that's I'm trying to find that part of the...
That could be a problem. I wonder if she knew that going into it, that would really, like, get him long-term, you know?
Yeah, he did suffer from breathing difficulties. A paraquat, a toxic chemical used as a herbicide, is what she was putting in his underwear.
Yeah, and I did a little bit of looking into this, and apparently it's a well-known poison, because it's, like, cheap, and it doesn't take much to be effective.
And, yeah, they did say that just if you washed it... Actually, this was kind of the gross part, because it said if immediately cleaned, there will not be a problem with herbicide spraying pesticides. So, I know that it was on the underwear. So, he either wore it for long stretches of time, which is kind of gross in and of itself.
Right. It seems like it's pretty nasty stuff. Like, it doesn't take a whole lot to be poisonous to people. Like, the article, I think it was on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. She gave them to him on their daughter's wedding day.
Oh, man. That is pretty messed up. Because this could have killed him, and who knows if it would lead to his early death, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's going to have problems with his junk the rest of his life, but I mean... It could have completely gotten rid of his junk.
Yes. And you wonder if she, what she thought was going to happen to him, I guess. Like, was she just going to try to make him, like, you know, his balls itchy or something? Or did she know what she was getting into?
Yeah.
Because that is pretty hardcore. Like, what was this argument about, I guess, you know?
It does beg the question what this argument was about.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's angry, and then there's soaking your husband's underwear in a pesticide.
Drying it in the sun, and then giving it to him to wear.
Right.
Because the Wikipedia article said that if you even were to, like, take a mouthful of it and spit it out, it could still kill you. Because... like, somehow, like, the breathing it in will, like, cause your lung to get, like, virus growth or something.
Oh.
Like, it really messes your breathing up.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, like, not too good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just listening to.
Yeah, so if there's some if there's some background noise, just let it be known that it is not my dogs.
Yeah, but not at the moment.
Yeah. So, anyway, this
hopefully, you know, who
really is, that really needs to be a hell of an argument to do that. Like, isn't that just, like, is that an argument that you get divorced over? Like, is it that, like, would you,
I'm guessing
rotting off your significant other's genitals, I mean... Could you do something like that to your wife, I guess?
I mean, could I do it?
Well, I'm not saying you do it, but I mean, does it work the same? Since they don't have an Audi?
It's not gonna work.
Well, I mean, there's stuff there that I don't think they would want to have, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, dissolved. Would the same chemical be a problem for a woman?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be good for anybody.
There's nothing out.
But yeah, it'd rub on your skin, though, all down there.
Yeah, it's just not good if it touches skin anywhere, basically. So, and it wouldn't be good.
Well, it's because some wife decided to poison her husband's underwear with a toxic chemical that almost rotted off his genitals.
You wouldn't smell it on your underwear?
No, it's odorless.
Anyone have noticed like a burning or itching sensation? Like,
well, I do call into question his perception. Correct. It seems like it would hurt at some juncture, because it did not seem like it was an immediate effect thing. It did seem like it at least took some length of time.
Would you not notice when you lifted out to go to the bathroom that something looked a little weird? If it's rotting off?
Yeah, it might have taken like a week, I think. So
yeah, it took some length of time.
I mean, that's how you guys go to the bathroom. How do you not know something is wrong?
Yeah. You know, denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man, that's terrifying.
Oh, my Lord.
This is
so
bad. That was terrible. We'll take it, but it's terrible.
That's fine.
But I would hope that you guys would notice something more faster than a week if somebody was trying to rot you away.
Yes. You would think. You would hope. But, yeah, I'm guessing it was not just like, let's see, not taking out the recycling. I'm thinking this argument was about...
Oh, yeah. I mean, this it has to be fairly significant.
Yeah.
I mean, A, the kids are out of the house.
Hmm.
Or at least one of the kids is out of the house if they're marrying her off.
True.
Oh, and you're not really allowed to have that many kids in China. They just recently undid the one kid rule, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean...
It's hard to say. I mean, we don't really know what the inner workings of this... of the family are.
No, the article was pretty sparse on details, but honestly.
I get to say, I did a little more follow-up as well on this topic, Kevin.
About their relationship?
No. I don't know. I didn't have time to hire a private investigator to kind of do research on these people. But I was able to do a little bit of research.
Stunt Granny didn't give you that budget?
Well, you know... I kind of...
Those cheap bastards.
Yeah, you know, it's probably my fault. If I would have probably started the balls in motion a little bit earlier, we could have got something going probably easier. But, you know, 15 minutes before the show apparently was not enough time to make all the arrangements necessary. So, you know.
Phillips.
But I was able to find out that there had been... like a string of poisonings in Japan involving this chemical where somebody was leaving poison drinks like outside vending machines for other people to find and drink. And then it was,
yikes.
Poisoned with this thing. Yes.
That's
so, like I said, I guess it is known to be, a poison, an effective poison. So it seems like Yowzers. She would probably know something about it being, you know, dangerous.
All those Asians, they know all
they
about
all know
this.
Each other.
And they all know each other. They're all the same. Japan, China.
Yeah, they're separated by an ocean, but whatever.
That's
not
completely
a
fine.
Sea, I suppose, yes. So they still, you know, Kevin.
I know what do I know, Ken?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that if there's any kind of like, you know, sometimes we hear about things going on in Canada or Mexico. El Chapo, ever heard of him?
Maybe.
Yeah, so like, word gets around with your neighbors. That's all I'm saying. And tying it back to our first topic.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, you could talk about some people tying together their intelligence.
Mm.
It's called swarm intelligence.
People or things. Yes.
People or things, yes.
Well, I guess this article in particular we were talking about was a example of a computer-assisted swarm intelligence using a group of experts.
Well, they said that they weren't exactly experts.
Or people who know something about it, at least.
Yeah, it seemed like they at least knew something about horse racing.
Yes.
Because it was based on the recent Kentucky Derby.
Yes, so they had these, Kevin was, I'm going to make it clear, these people were not experts.
It's said in the article that, because they picked against experts.
Right, well, I think they, whatever that they're experts or not, they compared, it did
consist of people knowledgeable about horse racing.
There we go.
Yeah, so they did know something about horse racing, at least.
So they were...
But they did fall short of... Because they compared them to experts.
You know what?
So, I mean, they gave them different categories, in the article.
And I think they also... Well, they...
And in a test, I guess.
Yeah. So, but whether they were experts or not, what they did was they got these people together and had them... try to figure out what they thought the answer was to who was going to win the Kentucky Derby. Not just win, but actually the first four places. Who would get 1 through 4. And they correctly guessed it. So...
Right.
They said it was like 500 some to one odds. So I think with a $20 bet, it ended up being like $10,000, something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll to it to see where that the.
And I think that the reporter who was with them bet $1 and got $500, $512.
Yeah, it's 540 to 1.
Yeah.
So their profit was $10,822.
So this is interesting because if you do have a way to reliably predict stuff like this. I mean, is gambling going to go away?
It's possible. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting that they talked about how humans haven't developed any type of way to... Because they were talking about hive intelligence where, like, bees and ants and everything. And, of course, I don't know if you want to call it an intelligence either sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the individual bees are intelligent, but by working together, they can
produce work something intelligently. Greater than themselves.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of the same idea, except using people's intelligence to sort of in a swarm. So, like,
right.
And I'm not 100% sure of like how the program worked that they were using. But in general, they were getting people to make their decisions, and other people were also trying to make their decisions at the same time. And it was sort of like taking a combination of what different people thought, but like working against each other somehow.
Was kind of the interesting thing in the article itself. It didn't really say how they did it, but... they had mentioned forcing polarized groups together. So, I mean, I don't know how in horse racing you figure out how people have polarized opinions. Because I can kind of understand what they're they're doing. They're trying to get enough people together so that between, you know, the size, you know, the number of people, you get the, and they did get the correct answers. So then it wasn't just from one person per se. It was from polling a bunch of people. So let's say
they got 20 people and they start polling them, and then they notice that some people are thinking one way and then some people are like thinking the opposite. They could then group those people together and like try to get them to work it out or something. Maybe that's, because I think they said they were using like a representation of a magnet to try to get their answer to like a certain area on the screen to indicate, you know, yes or no, or who they thought would win. So I got the feeling that they were kind of like, I don't know if I'm making this up, but almost like a Ouija board situation where like multiple people are trying to
affect
the outcome of something.
Multiple answers available to choose on. The company system allows users to log on to an online question answering and decision making forum, which aggregates a swarm of users' knowledges and opinions. The queries posed to a group with multiple answers available to choose from on screen, where individuals would use magnet-shaped cursors to drag to a digital puck in the direction of what they believe to be the right answer. Each swarm can only end up with one response, which can lead to push and pull within the group until a collaborative decision is made.
Yeah, so that sounds interesting.
Okay, I kind of missed that end part there, honestly, the first time through.
Yeah, so it's like kind of, instead of like averaging or voting or, you know, adding up, everybody votes and you sort of like see what the majority thinks.
Right.
This is kind of a different way to get everyone's opinion, basically, if that makes, if that's making sense.
Right.
And sort of use the wisdom of the crowds to come up with the right answer. So I don't know. It sounds interesting. I think it's probably still early stages. But if you do start to see, you know, bookies getting creamed left and right.
yeah, something might be said.
There could be that could be a sign that somebody has cracked the code here.
Because, I mean, there are going to be some things, like you said, because that would just be one type of gambling that might get shut off. You know, there'd you could still play cards and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could do it with any sports, I guess, would get...
Yeah, the sports would be a tough... That stuff would be out.
Yeah, you could still do slot machines.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It kind of makes me hopeful something like that could potentially... help us figure out things in the economy, maybe, like, is it's so complicated that no like one person understands it really. So like,
it certainly doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
If you could have the combined opinion of a lot of people, you know, combined intelligently, it could be interesting.
Well, yeah, if the decision would actually get made, that's the other thing, that the trigger would have to be pulled at some point, too. Instead right. of someone going, oh, that's what the swarm thought, and then picking something completely different.
Yeah. It's like, well, thanks, swarm, but I think we've got this one figured out.
Yep, fuck thanks you.
For the help. As the drive the car.
I can just see how that that some people may not like that style of decision making. I can kind of see it right now.
But what if you could, like, you know, this could be a way to even vote for president or something? Or
they did mention that it could be possibly a new voting system.
Yeah,
it would be kind of interesting.
Yeah. I would say so, too. I mean...
I don't know. I mean, would someone, like, keep on polling no matter what? Like, I mean, with only 20 people, You think there'd be people that would just kind of go in shifts just to keep on moving a piece back so that they got the vote that they wanted? Like, it's kind of like a dance-a-thon, except you're doing a moving icon-a-thon.
Well, that makes you, that does, I do wonder about that. Like, what is the time limit on this thing? And, like, I almost feel like it isn't, like, just what the people are doing. Like, there has to be some other, like, almost randomized, you know, selection going on here to kind of make it happen one way or the other.
Right.
And then kind of, like, I don't know, taking a look at this over many iterations, maybe. To get like some kind of probability of what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that there's a lot of stuff that we like to talk about on the show that it's just kind of interesting and it's kind of starting on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's a lot of places for this kind of stuff to go. You know, it's kind of easy to poke the holes, but I mean, it's way neater, honestly, that they've kind of gotten to even to this point.
Yes.
with the technology.
Yeah, this is an area where there'll be more to come, I think, but, it's just kind of, interesting. You know, this, I think, reminded me as well of the, recently, we didn't talk about it at the time. Google had a computer program that was able to, for the first time, beat a human Go player.
Yeah, and you did have to explain Go to me prior to the show, because I am not familiar with this this game at all.
Yes, Go is a ancient game from China, originally. Well, we're having like an all Chinese show here.
Yeah, just realizing. There is another theme upon the themes that we already chosen.
So, it is played with white and black stones or markers that you lay down on a grid, with the idea being to surround your opponent, surround territory. And also you can surround your opponent's groups of pieces to capture them. And you don't actually move pieces. You place a piece on the board, and then your opponent places a piece. And you continue to build off the pieces that are there to like build structures and groups to control territory. And things can change over time and become fluid, and pieces are captured. You know, you might be surrounded, and then end up surrounding your opponent. So things can change, and you know, it's compared, I think, to chess a lot, but it's actually a lot more complicated than chess, especially for a computer to understand, because there's so many more possible moves from each position. Like when you make a move in chess, you're moving a piece, and then that piece can only move to certain other spaces because of where it is and the rules of how it can move.
Right.
Yeah. So in Go, you can place a piece anywhere on the board so that everything is on the table. And for a computer, that's like overload, too much stuff to consider for each turn.
Yeah, I thought that, and I guess I didn't know that there was a game more complicated than chess. So I just found it pretty interesting that there was something out there that needed to be conquered after chess.
Yeah, and it's weird because when you look at Go, it doesn't seem that complicated. I mean, it's just like simple white and black pieces on a simple board. But yeah, just the way you, the way anything can happen any turn, I guess, is
is a lot different. Well. And it was just kind of interesting that they mentioned in the article that we'll link to how the guy, the grand champion that played this computer that finally won, he was so thrown out of whack by a move that was like way far out of the box. Evidently that he had to take an except he took a walk, which evidently is allowed. I love that it's allowed by the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Like I like how it's not like, you know, it's not like hockey where you're throwing a stick against the glass or punching somebody to take out frustration. Your frustration is a walk.
True. I think they do end up playing for hours, though, so I can see, you know, maybe wanting to be able to take a walk and kind of get a little break there, especially since your opponent is never going to... And I think, to me, that's, like, part of the problem when you're playing a computer, because they're never going to, you know, get tired. Okay. They're always going to be, like, firing at 100%, basically.
Yeah, whatever percentage they're firing at, they're always going to fire at that percentage. Yes. You as a human, maybe you're just, maybe it's just not a good day. You didn't get enough sleep.
Mm.
The dogs are acting crazy.
Sure.
The neighbors are making loud noises.
Couldn't sleep. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the sort of thing that has to, you know, really bother humans when they're playing, against computers. But, yeah, the computer was basically able to come up with a move that I think it estimated might be played 4% of the time in a human match. Because that was actually part of its decision-making process, was to consider moves that other, like, grandmasters have made. It has, like, a database of all, like, these moves.
Okay.
But then it also has its own sort of system for making up its own mind, and in this case it chose a move that it basically had come up with on its own that basically no other human player would ever have made. So that was kind of like, I think, the move 44 or something like that, that that's like everyone was really a buzz about, I think, and like trying to understand it, because it seemed like almost a mistake at the time, I think.
Oh, okay, because it didn't say it, because it's then with the 19th move, AlphaGo made an even more surprising and forceful play, dropping a black piece into some empty space on the right-hand side of the board.
It sounds pretty riveting.
Yeah,
evidently. You can feel the drama.
But yeah, this is why the guy took a walk.
Yeah.
I don't see a 4% in here, but evidently, I mean, if you're a grand champion or a grand master, you've got to be pretty damn good at something. Like, people are crazy, so I'm not surprised there isn't some wild world championship of this shit. And he's that awesome where he just keeps on whooping people's ass. It's just like, I wouldn't have known about Garry Kasparov if Deep Blue hadn't taken him on.
No, yeah, I think there's some pretty serious players in the world.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not surprised that Go has a similar following. I was just too ignorant to know of this probably fairly widely known game.
Yeah, no, I think that, well, yeah, the guy is from South Korea, the Grand Master, and it sounds like the game is pretty popular there, obviously more so than here, but just from the perspective of being able to solve that complicated game with a computer program is pretty cool. So if you think about it, you know, you start out with tic-tac-toe, right? Maybe that's like, everybody can, that game is solved by humans. You know, me and you were going to play that, we would always tie.
Yeah.
Then you have, like, checkers, which was, you know, solved before chess to the point where the computer is always going to be able to tie or win if it plays somebody now. And same with chess now. And now we've moved on to Go. So I don't know if there's No Limit Hold'em. We've got Jeopardy. So, yeah, I don't know. Computer overlords are marching on here.
They are marching on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Is it worth rolling on to another topic here? We don't have that much time.
Well, you know, I guess it has been a long day for the canister here, so I wouldn't be against cutting out a little bit early.
This was not the show that was expected, but it's the show that you're now going to get.
Yes.
So, for at DeFrango 11, at Gozer 33, for the brand at Stunt Granny, everybody have a good night.
Peace, yo.